So today I'm talking to Vanessa Lindsay and her daughter Claire Walsh. Claire, you live in Sunbury. We're going to talk about a swim that Claire, you're going to do for the charity Cystic Fibrosis Trust. So good afternoon to both of you and welcome to Radio Jackie. Claire,
Hi.
you're planning to swim 750 metres in open water in Loch Lomond on the 2nd of September. But it's no ordinary feat because you only started swimming in April. Why did you decide to take on swimming as a chapter for charity over running or a walk?
So I've always wanted to do something for the charity. And my initial thought was do a skydive or a walk. Actually, I was going to do a walk. It was 65 miles or something like that. And then I went on the Cystic Fibrosis Trust to have a look at what other charities we can join in, like what other events that we can join into. And there was a swim, and I thought, well, I can't currently swim. It'd be better to do a challenge. So I just wanted to do something that not many people have done before.
So that's brilliant. So was swimming something you've always wanted to do, something or like something you shied away from, you didn't want to learn, you had a fear of the water? Did you have to overcome a fear of the water as well as learning to swim?
I don't really like the water at all. I don't really like the sea either. But no, it wasn't. I don't know. When I was a kid, I didn't really. I think because I've never really liked the sea or swimming, so it's sort of gone on to Claire. But
Okay,
yeah,
so
I was as a kid. I wasn't a very big swimmer. I could do about a doggy paddle, and that's about as good as it got. But yes, I just thought it was something different, something to learn, a bit of a challenge. So why not?
that's very good. So Vanessa, you never did the sort of the swimming pool lessons with the armbands with Claire. It was something neither you didn't want to do either, so it just passed on really, I guess.
No, I mean, obviously the kids went swimming with their dad and myself, but he would swim with them, but it wasn't me that was the the better swimmer that would go in with them. I wouldn't dive in a pool or nothing.
Yeah, no, and like,
Neither of you,
no.
actually. And she went on a trip. They've just come back from holiday and they hired a boat and went out on the boat.
Yeah,
I don't think you saw
and she
there,
went in the
didn't you?
sea because I'm now confident in swimming, which was great. Something that I wouldn't ever have done before.
No, I wouldn't do
So,
that.
Claire, when and where did you have your first swimming lesson?
So I had it back in April, wasn't it? So I decided to do it back in April, and then I just went on to Spelthorne Leisure Centre, and they had adult swimming lessons. And I think I then had my swimming the week after I decided to join up.
And was it hard? Were you swimming lots of little ones and you felt like you're the only big one there, or was it an adult swimming lesson?
It was an adult swimming class, but when we turned up, they were doing children's lessons next to us. So when I turned up, I was a bit like, I'm an adult, and there's like kids also learning to swim. And some of the kids I looked at and I thought, they're so much better than me. And I never thought that I'd get there, but yes, I can now swim, and it's really enjoyable. It's something that I actually enjoy doing. So I practice the lake swimming in Shepparton. And they've got a open water swim there, so every couple of days I go there and practice in the open water too, just so it's not a shock to when I get to Loch Lomond.
We went to a wedding in May, my son's wedding in Liverpool, and she went in the Mersey.
Yes, I didn't want to not be able to train, so they had an open water swim in the Mersey, and I've done that there too.
How was that? Was that pretty cold?
Yes, it was quite cold. They actually told me that they had jellyfish there in the Mersey, and I was like, I don't want to get in, I don't want to get in. But I got in and I gave it a go. And but yes, they were very friendly there as well.
Took you a long time to get in, didn't it?
Yeah,
I don't
you
blame
have to
you.
stand
So,
quite some.
if you don't mind me asking, how old are you now? You're an adult.
24.
You're 24. So, at 24, you can now swim.
I
So,
can now swim, yes.
tell me a little bit about the swim you're going to do in Loch Lomond.
So that's a 750 meter swim. There's an event. The event is Go Swim. I'm assuming that they sponsor. It's lots of other sponsored swims that are doing it as well. They have a 250 meter, a 750 meter, a 1,500 meter, and then I think it's 3002. And I thought that the others were a bit too adventurous. So I went with the 750 meters just because I couldn't swim at the point that I signed up.
Yeah. And also, it's nice to have a target that you think you can reach rather than having a target you think is out of reach, isn't it?
Absolutely. So when I swim in Shepparton Lake, they have a 450 and a 750 route. So currently I've been swimming the 450 the route, but I haven't done the 750 yet. So I'm giving that a go on Wednesday, and we'll see how that goes.
That's good.
But the
So
450 meters at the end of it, it does feel like a workout.
yeah, you know you've done it. I'm sure you do, because it's not like swimming in a swimming pool. You probably got, are there any currents to go against, or is it, do you feel like you're,
Yes, there's a current. You can see it going through it, but when it's not windy, it's fine. It's quite easy. Well, more easy than normal. But yes, it's very different to a swimming pool.
so Claire, why did you choose the Cystic Fibrosis Trust for your charity?
My partner has a son who has cystic fibrosis, so he has treatments and medications, and I've seen that. There's been new medical advances that have come out, and it's increased the life expectancy of people with cystic fibrosis. So I just thought it was a brilliant charity to sort of do it, because it is close to our hearts, but you can also see the medical advances that have changed or will change people with cystic fibrosis lives.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the advances have come along huge in cystic fibrosis. So it's nice to know your money's going where it's going to be used, and it's just going to extend what's happening in research at the moment, which is, as you say, prolonging lives a fair bit now.
Absolutely. Obviously, like you see that when I first knew him, that the life expectancy was like 20, 30, and then it went up to 40, and now they say the average is about 80.
Which is amazing. It's amazing. So, Vanessa, you must be very, very proud of Claire. She's learned to swim. She's now doing this swim for charity. I understand you've already raised nearly £1,500. Would you like to tell me about the fundraiser you've got coming up on this Friday at Hanworth Royal Naval Club in Feltham?
Well, it's Claire that's organised it all. So we're having bingo at 7:30, and then she's got a raffle going, which she's done really well. Her and her partner have put lots of alcohol into the raffle. Me and my sister have been going around shops, local shops, and we've been getting like vouchers for meals and bottles of wine.
I've been on holiday, and they've been sending me messages, and some of the raffle prizes that they've come through with are
Yeah,
excellent,
it's really
really.
good. What else have we got? We've got a hamper from the body shop.
There are some brilliant prizes. Bucket Farm, they've donated a two-person entry.
Yeah. The local pub in Feltham is putting a £30 voucher, the General Roy.
Hampton Hill Motors have given us a free MOT, like voucher. It's just, yeah.
That's amazing. So all the communities behind you, that's great. Well, look, Claire, we wish you the best of luck. I hope you get, well, I'm sure you'll get to your 750 meters. Do you think you're going to be tempted to go beyond?
It's a set route, so I have to do the 750 meters, and you can't go in and do any extra, but it is something that I really enjoy, and every Sunday when I go and swim in the mornings, I feel great. So I think like I will carry on with the open water swimming, and maybe next year I might do something bigger.
That's wonderful. Well, I'll let you go now. Will you come back and tell us how you did and how much you raised in the end for the charity? We'd love to hear how you got on.
Of course we will.
I'm sure I'll Facebook Live it, and it will be all over social media.
Yeah, put it on the social media, put it everywhere where Radio Jackie listeners can follow your progress. And we wish you the best of luck. And thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me. And I'll
Thanks for
let
having
you
us.
go.
Thanks. Bye.
Take care. Bye for now.